Mark, the machine, and the men who don't bow. Listen up, men of God. The ground is trembling, and you can feel the contractions. Governments are preaching safety, but they are tightening their grip. Technology promises convenience, but see, it's just forging chains. Artificial intelligence is being crowned the savior of mankind, while the spirit of Antichrist builds a counterfeit kingdom. This is not a prophecy for tomorrow. This is the battlefield of today. The word warned us of a time when signs and wonders would deceive, when truth would be twisted, when men's hearts would fail for fear. These are the birth pangs. These are the contractions. And if you are not ready, you will be deceived. I'm Reverend Joseph C. Gomez, a Marine forged, biker bred, and preacher without apology. I stood in the ruins of Babylon where kings once mocked God. I've seen the altars of pride rise and fall, and now I see prophecy unfolding right before our eyes. Make no mistake, I do not preach religion with this podcast. Religion without Christ at the center becomes the devil's tool, a cage of rituals that separates man from God. What I preach is relationship, a living, breathing, personal walk with Jesus Christ. Because the closer you walk with Him, the further you get from deception. Keeping Christ at the center is the key, folks. That's why we study the Word of God, not just to quote it, but to live it, breathe it, and wield it like a weapon. The Bible isn't a book of religion. It's a blueprint of relationship. This podcast is not about tradition. It's about transformation, folks. Christ at the core. Truth in motion. Masculinity baptized in fire. See, this is faith forged in war and tested on the road. Because somewhere between the algorithm and the altar, men have lost their identity. We've traded truth for trends, conviction for convenience, and strength for silence. But that ends here. We are taking back what hell stole from us. One brother, one heart, 1 mile at a time. Tonight, we are diving headfirst into what prophecy calls the Great Deception. Artificial intelligence, digital control, and the rising beast system. And how men of faith can stand firm when the world bows down. See, by the time we're done today, you will know how to spot deception before it spots you. How to guard your home and your heart. And how to lead your family through the darkness with unshakable faith. If you're tracking with me, hit that like button for me, would you? Share this message and drop a comment for the brotherhood. Let the world know that the men of God are not asleep. We are awake, we are aware, and we are armed with the truth. Brothers, the Word of God does not pull punches about deception in the last days. It tells us plainly, straight from the lips of Jesus himself, "For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, in so much that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect." Matthew 24:24. And then we have Paul. Paul warns us. He says, "Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved." 2 Thessalonians 2:9-10. See, and then we have John, while he's exiled in the island of Patmos. He saw what's coming. He says, "And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or on the forehead. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name." Revelation 13:16-17. See, the Bible is not giving us bedtime stories, folks. It's giving us a field manual. Today, we are staring at something that the apostles could not have imagined. A technology that talks, thinks, creates, and deceives. Artificial intelligence is not just a tool. It's the devil's megaphone. With it, Satan can fake miracles, deep fake videos. Deep fake videos can make a false prophet look like he's calling down fire from heaven. A hologram can appear to the masses as an image that speaks. Digital avatars can mimic the voices of the dead, resurrecting words from the grave to impersonate prophets, preachers, or even our own loved ones. This is not science fiction. This is revelation and prototype. Commerce is already being woven into the digital net. We got cashless systems, biometric scans, digital wallets tied to IDs, and then we got governments experimenting with programmable money. Step out of line and you're locked out. Look at for China, for instance. So make no mistake, folks. Satan is the great counterfeiter. He never creates, he imitates. God is omniscient. He knows all things, right? The beast imitates that through data collection. God is omnipresent. He's everywhere. The beast fakes it through surveillance. God is omnipotent. He reigns with true power. The beast forces control through AI, drones, and militarized systems. It is a counterfeit kingdom, folks. A lie dressed in LED lights. Jesus said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me." right? Luke 9:23. The enemy's weapon is not just deception, it's distraction. Look what's going on in the United States alone. He does not need you to bow if he can keep you scrolling long enough to forget who you are. He does not need to destroy your Bible if he can bury it under 1,000 notifications. AI is not evil by itself. It is a tool. But when tools start shaping your beliefs and choices, they become traps. Discernment is not suspicion, folks. It's spiritual clarity. You spot the counterfeit because you spent time with the real thing. See, when the system says trust the algorithm, what do you say? You say, I trust the Almighty. See, the mark of the beast is not about a chip, right? It's about allegiance. It's about where your heart is, okay? The mechanism is physical, but the loyalty is spiritual. The mark starts long way before it's ever applied to the skin. It begins when a man trades truth for comfort and conviction for compliance. We are being programmed to love our cages, folks. The more we hand over, the less we own. Our data, our freedom, our own will. But those who walk in the spirit cannot be programmed. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. Ephesians 6:13-14. You do not need an upgrade. What you need is an awakening. Jesus did not just warn. He prepared us. He said the world would shake before the kingdom is born. And ye shall hear wars of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes. All these are the beginnings of sorrows. Matthew 24:6-8. See, the contractions have begun, folks. Paul said it too. He says, for when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child. 1 Thessalonians 5:3. You see, every war, every plague, every earthquake, every collapse, not chaos, but prophetic rhythm. And now we see digital IDs being rolled out across the world, sold as safety and convenience. If it makes life easier, why not, they say. But that's how bondage comes, in friendly packaging. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. 2 Thessalonians 2:11. See, a digital ID may not be the mark, but it's the blueprint for control, the scaffolding of revelation. And then there's the militarization of cities, armored vehicles on civilian streets, National Guard everywhere. Just look at the United States. Drones overhead in the name of safety. And then the Bible says, and there went out another horse that was red, and power was given unto him to take peace from the earth. Revelation 6:4. Peace is being traded for fear, folks. And fear is the fastest way to enslave a people. See, the most dangerous weapon is not the system. It's apathy, the shrug of a man who says, I see no harm. See, apathy is the devil's lullaby. It rocks nations to sleep while tyranny slips through the door. But we were not born to be spectators. We were born to be watchmen. 1 Peter 5:8 says, be sober, be vigilant. See, when the world says peace and safety, the man of faith tested against scripture. Because the man who knows prophecy does not panic, he prepares. If this message is hitting your spirit, don't just nod your head. Do something about it. Hit that subscribe, share this message, and tag a brother who needs to wake up. Tell me in the comments, do you believe the systems being built today are preparing the world for revelation? Or are they just another false promise of progress? And if you have not yet, pick up my book, Men of Faith and Fortitude, Redefining Masculinity in Christ. It's raw, it's real, and it'll sharpen your discernment like a blade against stone. You can find it on Barnes & Noble. Links down in the description. Good to go? Now, brothers, the world might be tightening its grips, but God is tightening his remnant. This next stretch isn't about survival, it's about strategy. We are going from talking about the beast system to building a brotherhood that cannot be broken. This is where we fight back, not with bullets or bites, but with the word, with wisdom, and with each other. Brothers, prophecy is not given to scare you. It's given to prepare you. God does not raise spectators. He raises soldiers. We have seen deception. We have watched the system tighten. Now it is time that we tighten up our own ranks and get battle ready. The Bible gives us our orders straight and clear in Revelation 14:12. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. See, that verse right there is the battle plan. Endure, obey, keep the faith. No matter what the beast system rolls out, we stand our ground in Christ. Now, so check this out, right? See, a month before my wreck, right, back in 2020, on I-10 heading towards San Antonio, just to clear my head. I was restless, carrying the weight of the world on my shoulders. So I stopped at a second to last exit somewhere in Texas. If y'all been to Texas on that I-10, you know what I'm talking about. There's a long stretch without no gas station in sight. So I filled up, figured I was good. Should have stopped at the last one, not the second to last one. So hours later, nothing but asphalt desert. The gauge hit empty, the bike sputtered, and I coasted to a stop. Texas heat, no shade, no sound but wind. Not a soul for miles. You know, I had to sit there and wait for 4 to 5 hours. The sun roasting my back, the metal of the tank hot enough to fry an egg. My mouth dry. I could have cussed, but could have yelled, but I didn't. Instead, I bowed my head and said, Lord, get me through this. And guess what, folks? He did. When roadside assistance finally showed up, right, with a gallon of gas, it wasn't just fuel I was thankful for. It was perspective. God used that breakdown to teach me endurance. Sometimes he parks you on the shoulder to remind you that he's still driving. See, fortitude is not born in air conditioning, folks. It's born when the tank's empty and the sun's beating down and you refuse to quit. Now, about a month later, I was back on the road, and out of nowhere, a deer shot across the highway and T-boned me. They didn't even have time to flinch. 45 miles an hour, impact, boom, white light all of a sudden, the darkness. Next thing I know, I hear helicopters, blades, life flight to El Paso, bleeding on the brain, crushed orbital socket, shoulder shattered. Eyelid halfway ripped off, my eye literally hanging. Couldn't walk for a while, couldn't talk. So now, I started praying one verse over and over, even when I couldn't say it loud. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him and he shall direct thy paths. Proverbs 3:3-6. See, that became my heartbeat. Trust when you can't move. Trust when you can't see. Trust when you don't understand. See, it took months. Surgery, pain, therapy. But every day, God rebuilt me physically, mentally, spiritually. When I finally got able to walk again, you know, I knew that fortitude wasn't the absence of fear. It's the presence of faith in the middle of it. That wreck didn't break me. It baptized me in fire and pulled me out stronger. Because the faith that is never tested is faith that's never trusted. Now, about a year later, I went to Arkansas to pick up my bike, right? You know, not the same one, but a different bike. So I loaded it up, said a prayer, started home, right? Riding down I-10 again, coming back, you know, first light just breaking, then started to sprinkle, soft rain. And all of a sudden, what do I see? A bunch of deer sitting on the side of the road, on the highway, on the interstate, right? Man, I tell you what, man, my heart skipped a beat. I tell you, my anxiety was kicking real hard. Like, I don't even know what to say, man. I couldn't breathe. I literally had to pull off the next exit. Got to the gas station, parked it. I got off the bike, walked around, checked it for any loose bolts and stuff that made it came loose on the trip. Then I had to go inside and grab a bite to eat real quick and just get some rest and try to get my anxiety taken care of, right? And right there in that little gas station, under flickering fluorescent lights, I felt it. All of a sudden, giving it to God, oh, just a peace washed over me. A comfort like I've never had before just washed over me. See, that was a peace of God, the kind that does not make sense. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:7. See, that peace wrapped around me like armor. The shaking stopped, the fear broke, and I heard in my spirit, you're okay, right on. I walked back out, I fired up the engine, I got back on I-10. The rain was still falling, the deer were still there, but fear, gone. That's what fortitude looks like. It's not pretending you're fearless. It's moving forward because God rides with you. Brothers, these stories are not road tales. They are training manuals. You will face your own I-10 breakdowns. You will get T-boned by life, and you will stand at your own gas station shaking and asking God for peace. That is where fortitude is forged. Not in talk, but in trials. Not in theory, but in truth. Talking about truth, when you're out on the road, you don't always have time for a steak dinner, right? Sometimes all you need is a street taco. Quick, simple, packed with what keeps you going. That's what I call the tortilla of truth, right? The meat of scripture wrapped in something that you can carry through your week. No fluff, no filler, just truth and fuel. So here's what you take with you. Tortilla of truth 1, your street taco to scripture. These are your field rations. You carry them. You quote them. You teach them to your kids. Matthew 24:24. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets and shall show great signs and wonders in it so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. 2 Thessalonians 2:10. Because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. Revelation 13:16-17. And he causeth all to receive a mark that no man might buy or sell. Acts 5:29. We ought to obey God rather than men. 1 Corinthians 16:13. Watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men, be strong. Joshua 1:9. Be strong and of a good courage, for the Lord thy God is with thee. Psalms 119:11. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. If your Bible app disappears, the word you've stored in your heart will still be loaded and ready. Now, you ready for Tortilla Truth 2, right? You got the 5 bites of resistance. Faith without works is dead. So here's how you act like a believer in the beast's backyard. 1. Source discipline. Verify before you share. Don't spread lies. He that answereth the matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him. Proverbs 18:13. Digital boundaries. Guard your devices. Protect your purity, privacy, and peace. I will set no wicked thing before mine eyes. Psalms 101:3. 3. Analog lifeline. Keep a printed Bible, notebook, and contacts. Paper doesn't crash, folks. Go to the ant and be wise. Proverbs 6:6-8. Now, 4. Brotherhood check-ins. Weekly accountability. No warrior rides solo, right? Iron sharpeneth iron. So shall a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friends. Right? Proverbs 27:17. Now, 5. Provision readiness. Cash, food, water, skills. Preparation is not fear, it's faith in motion. The prudent man foreseeth the evil and hideth himself. Proverbs 27:12. And here's Tortilla of Truth 3, folks, the family table drill. Your greatest battlefield is your home, folks. Understand that. This week, gather your family, turn off the noise, turn off the boob tube, you know, the video game, the computer. Read Revelation 14:12 out loud. Then ask these 2 questions. What is the difference between safety and slavery? Real safety is obedience to Christ, not compliance to control. And 2, how do we honor Christ if the system demands that we bow? Talk it out. Pray it out. Make the decision now, not later. Because when the day comes, folks, and it will, you will not rise to the occasion. You will fall to your level of preparation. So armor up, my brothers. In your spirit, strap on the full armor of God. In your home, lead prayer daily. In your church, preach repentance and truth. In your city, stand firm and never sell your freedom for convenience. The world may crumble, but the man of faith will stand. Fortitude is not muscle or metals. It's faith that won't fold. And when the systems of this world crash and burn, men of faith and fortitude will still be standing. Boots dusty, hearts steady, eyes on the horizon, waiting for the trumpet of the king. May the God, the beast system is rising, bold, brazen, and hungry. But hear me, we are not of this world. We do not bow to convenience. We do not kneel to control. We do not sell our souls for a leash labeled safety. We bow to the Lamb and the Lamb alone. The world is building an empire of lies, digital chains, hollow promises, and shiny cages. But see our king. He's not coming back on Wi-Fi. He's not logging in from the iCloud. He's coming on the clouds with fire in his eyes, a crown on his head, and a sword in his mouth, which is the word of God. The Antichrist will demand allegiance. The system will demand compliance. The world will demand silence. But the church of Jesus Christ will not be silent. We will speak truth when they censor it. We will worship when they outlaw it. We will stand when they demand we kneel. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. Revelation 2:10. That is not a suggestion, folks. That is a commandment from our commander. So stand your post. Refuse the counterfeit. Expose the lies. Call the devil's bluff. Do not let the fear of man drown out the fire of heaven. You've been through the fire before. You've been stranded. You've been hit. You've been scared. But you're still standing, aren't you? That means the devil failed, folks. That means God's not done. Every scar on your body is a sermon without words. Proof that hell swung and missed. When you speak the name of Jesus, hell remembers your scars. When you live righteous, demons remember your name. When you ride with purpose, the world remembers your witness. So grab your sword, the word of God. Grab your shield, faith that won't fold. Grab your brothers, fellowship that does not flinch. And ride into the dark world, full throttle, fearless and faithful. Because when the smoke clears, when the sky splits, when that trumpet sounds, I want to be found on my feet, not on my knees to this world. I want to be riding hard towards glory, not hiding in the shadows of convenience. The beast system will collapse. AI will glitch. The mark will fail, but the word of God will stand forever. And every man who stood on that word will stand in victory. So rise up, my warriors of faith. Grip your faith like a weapon. Grip your Bible like a blade. Grip your brother's hand like a lifeline. Because we are not here to survive the beast. We are here to defy it. We are the watchmen. We are the remnant. We are the men of faith and fortitude. And until that trumpet sounds, we will stand. Now here's your full throttle, folks. I know this is the part that you always look forward for. So I want you to take a breath, brothers. Feel that fire in your chest. Don't let it fade. aim it. This fight that we are in is not political. It is not technological. It is spiritual. Every day, the enemy's trying to steal your focus, your courage, your faith. But hear me, you cannot serve fear and serve faith at the same time. The world says power is in data, dollars, and devices. But real power is right where it's always been, in a man whose knees hit the floor before God and whose back stays straight before tyrants. So here's your takeaway, brothers, your final marching orders. Stand ready, stay clean, stay connected. Feed your spirit with more than your feed. Know the word better than the headlines. And live like Christ could return before sunrise, because one day he will, and very soon. When that trumpet sounds, I don't want him to find us scrolling in fear. I want him to find us riding full throttle towards his glory. And if the world calls you crazy for standing, let him. It's not going to make a world of difference, because when the sky cracks open and the King of Kings rides down, they'll remember every word that you spoke and every mile you rode in faith. So stay sharp, stay free, and stay faithful, because the kingdom of God is not retreating. It is advancing, and every man who refuses the bow is part of the advance. If this message lit a fire in you, my brothers, share it with another brother. Tell him the fight's not over. Tell him the road's not done, because this brotherhood made of faith and fortitude is not a podcast, it's a calling. Until next time, keep believing, keep striving, and keep living a life full of faith and fortitude. Semper Fi, God bless.